Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Politicians are never going to fix gerrymandering. They like gerrymandering. That is a quote from Paul Smith, who is challenging legislative redistricting. This is something the Supreme Court is taking up. And Brad Young is joining us of Harris, Dahl, Fisher and Young. I know oral arguments have already been presented, but this is kind of a big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal, Debbie. And here's the reason why. Gerrymandering has been around since 1812. And as you know, gerrymandering is the crazy way that congressional districts are carved up by state legislators in order to preserve a majority vote for a particular party. But up until now, the Supreme Court has always taken the position that gerrymandering is a political question, not a legal question. So the Supreme Court is not supposed to address political questions. They're only supposed to address legal questions. But this time, the court is taking up this issue because the plaintiffs are arguing that it becomes a First Amendment issue because it denies them the freedom of speech and the freedom of association when districts are so gerrymandered that in essence negates the right to vote. And that's the issue that's now in front of the Supreme Court.
And this is a case that is coming out of Wisconsin. Is there anything unique about this Wisconsin case, or did this just happen to get bumped up to the top?
Well, there's something very unique about it, and that is that going back, I think it was to about 2010, when the Republicans took control of the Wisconsin legislature, they started to carve up the districts in such a way as to really maximize their advantage. And that happens every time, regardless of the party. But in Wisconsin, the Republicans only got about 48% of the vote, but took two-thirds of the state assembly seats. So you can see that, but because of the way these districts were carved, it really produced a disproportionate benefit for the Republicans compared to what Republicans and Democrats have done in other states, again, going back to the 1800s.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And I know probably the average person doesn't pay much attention to this, but as you said, it's when the political party in control changes the legislative map to ensure that they remain in control. So I guess the Supreme Court is going to have to really weigh whether they believe this is a First Amendment issue or whether they can kick it back to being just a legislative or political issue.
Debbie, you've nailed it exactly. And that is under the concept of separation of powers. Again, the Supreme Court's always punted on this issue, but now that the plaintiffs and the litigants have raised this First Amendment legal issue, it becomes a question of, is this really a legal issue, or is it just a political issue clothed in a legal argument? Now, what I find very interesting here is it's still the same. The four liberals are going to go one side, the four conservatives are going to go the other, and Anthony Kennedy is going to be the swing vote. But what's fascinating here is that Anthony Kennedy asked no questions of the plaintiff and used all of his questions against the state of Wisconsin defending the gerrymandering. And the conventional wisdom before appellate courts is that if you get a lot of questions, you're going to lose. And all of the questions were focused on the state of Wisconsin defending the legitimacy of the gerrymandered districts. So if conventional wisdom holds here, it looks like we could get a monumental decision from the Supreme Court, perhaps the first time ever, defeating gerrymandering on a legal basis.
Very interesting. When might we know what they think?
Typically, the Supreme Court doesn't issue their opinions until June the following year. At this point, the Supreme Court justices are all debating the issue. They're going to have clerks write opinion pieces. You may see some justices going back and forth. So it'll take until June before they actually issue a decision.
All right. It'll certainly be one we'll be paying attention to. That is Brad Young of Harris, Dahl, Fisher & Young joining us on KMOX.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.